Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Pre-show, and we invite you to check us out. We're on 11:15-ish every day or so. Take you behind the scenes of what's going on with the Dukes and Bell Show as we talk about things amongst ourselves on the show, Day-Day and Big O. And we were talking about Georgia's common opponents now, and the ACC yesterday made the decision to go to 10 games and the 9 opponents and, you know, playing out of conference. Look, all of this is ultimately trying to get more playoff teams. That's what this is.
Right.
So, but let's talk about the common opponents. And for Georgia, I think this made sense, right?
Well, I mean, Georgia's, you could argue, with South Carolina, we always knew that it was going to be Auburn was going to go anywhere, and we figured, you know, that Tennessee would be in the Florida would be in the mix, or Tennessee. So it's Florida and Georgia, your old rivalries. And then, not as I said earlier, I wanted to get back to Shane. I was talking ish about the program, but you feel like South Carolina's a little bit easier. So almost everybody has two alphas and maybe one beta.
Yes.
Unless, of course, you're Tennessee, in which case you've got Vandy, Kentucky, and Alabama. It's one. No, because Vandy's up right now, but
it is.
Historically, not really.
No. Look, sustainability for them is always going to be hard. It's a great story right now, and I'm enjoying watching them. It's fun. We'll see how the season goes. Kentucky right now, Mike, you know, it's absolutely up and down, and I don't think Stoops is long to be there. But either way, I thought for Georgia this made sense. You mentioned Texas has A&M and Oklahoma. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so that makes sense. And LSU has A&M and who? Arkansas?
Right.
I believe.
Yeah, because LSU, they never really had that rival. Remember, they had that natural rival. They tried to make it a rival with Florida. Florida was still like, why are you making us play LSU all those years, right?
It didn't make sense. No. So that is out there. Meanwhile, OU, while we're talking about college football, John Mateer undergoing hand surgery. Brent Venables saying he will return potentially 3 to 4 weeks. When this first hit maybe an hour or so ago, everybody was like, how long is he going to be out? Is this a season-ending injury? Because OU right now, Mike, they look like a real contender, but this is the reason why. They got the quarterback.
A kid from Washington State that came over with his offensive coordinator, and as we said, not a kid, he's a man. Guy's just been making plays with his legs, with his arms. So going to be out for a minute, and we'll see how Brent Venables lean in that defense. Easy for us to say it's Brent Venables, but still – that's a huge hit for Oklahoma coming off. I thought, by the way, Auburn, I know I was off yesterday, didn't get to bellyache about it. Auburn gets totally screwed in that game.
They did.
A fumble, which they go back and look at and say it's not a fumble, which, again, is SEC officials not having the balls to make a hard call at home, you know, against the home team. And that's basically, to me, what that was. But either way, I think, you know, there's no such thing as a moral victory for Auburn, but that's one that, Hugh Freeze and company got to be upset about.
Length matters.
I hear you, buddy.
Both sides.
Yeah.
By the way, Texas A&M, we're talking about the rivalries.
Yeah.
Texas, Missouri, and Arkansas. So that's not too bad. But you look at, some of these other ones, and you're saying, okay, what if you are, like, for instance, Florida, Georgia, LSU, and South Carolina. You know, we talked about, like, the old rivalries. Nowadays, if you're Florida – by the way, when does Florida, and I asked you this earlier, Billy Napier, you think he makes it at the end of the season? They can beat Texas, and then all of a sudden it's almost like last year, and he can get on a run.
Well, so here's the deal.
But Lagway's apparently walking around in a walking boot again this week in Gainesville.
First of all, he hasn't been good. He hasn't been good all season. And I'm talking about Florida's quarterback DJ Lagway. But Mike, do you get this false hope if they do beat Texas and you start saying, okay, we're turning the corner? Because that's what you thought last year, and then you start the season off the way you did this year.
Right.
It's this roller coaster of false hope that you're getting with Billy Napier. When are things going to even out? When are things going to be what we expected? And I just don't know. Like Florida, I know that they held on last year and it felt like the right decision. They didn't rush to judgment. They stayed the course. But man, I mean, like the expectation of what Billy Napier is expected to do and where they're at is two different things. And I get it. If you beat Texas, everybody's like, see, we're better. But I feel like it's false. I won't believe that they're that team.
I got to figure there's a lot of folks. The way they lost to USF, the undisciplined play at times, the things that have happened with Lagway, almost like he's regressing before the injury. You're right. Yeah, LSU, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Texas A&M. You know, we talked about the annual matchups. But yeah, for Georgia, seems like it's fair. Auburn, Florida, South Carolina. But you wonder, when does Florida, because right now, you as a Florida fan, take it all the way back to the 80s before Spurrier got there.
Yep.
You feel like you did when it was like, what, Charlie Peller, Galen Hall, all these guys, Emmitt Smith, are going to the NFL, but you can't win anything.
Can't win.
And then Spurrier comes in and revitalizes it.
Yeah, and by the way, Mike and I will be at Grindhouse on Lumpkin on Friday, guys. We will be breaking down plenty of Georgia and Bama. A great conversation today with Connor Riley. If you missed it, go check it out, odyssey.com. It's online, and make sure you subscribe to Dukes and Bells and see all of our content, all of our interviews. But he was talking about some of the things that he feels like Georgia has to do as they've been getting ready for Alabama. This is not – look, the spread says as much. Now, it's not always right, but it's right a lot.
And 3.5.
Yeah, and the spread is saying this is going to be a closer game than maybe most people think.
Two great wide receivers after you saw Tennessee's wide receivers get behind Georgia's secondary. That's what Vegas – I mean, because and these are brands.
That's right.
So you got that going on. We talked about it with Connor. You can rewind on the Odyssey app, catch the interview with Connor Riley from Dog Nation. But try to crank up that heat because all of a sudden, you know, Simpson feels comfortable back there, right, for Alabama at quarterback. So this will be interesting. I think that Georgia and Bobo, I don't think I've got anything to complain about after that Tennessee game. Same kind of gameplay, maybe a little more emphasis on the run this time against Bama, right?
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of my keys as we head towards the weekend. Because, again, I think time of possession will matter in this game. You're not trying to give Alabama a bunch of possessions, Mike, with those explosive receivers. You're trying to limit that. All right, I said I had some numbers for you before we get out of here. Turtle's out there. I just saw him. He's got the night show coming up. As we've been spending a lot of time on the Falcons, I just want to give you a couple of numbers. And we started the show talking about this, according to our guys at PFF. Our offense has had one pass attempt from under center. Okay. One pass attempt from under center. So Michael Penix has not been under center. Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about, guys? For the guys that aren't the biggest football fans, in other words, he's not in shotgun. He's backpedaling after getting the snap.
93% pass rate out of the shotgun formation. Now, the reason why these numbers are important, and we laid this out earlier, just bear with us. 70% run rate out of the pistol formation. Fourth lowest play action pass rate in the NFL. And the lowest deep pass rate in the NFL. So if you go through these numbers, what it tells you is we don't throw the ball deep, which means we're not scaring teams down the field. Fourth lowest play action pass rate means we don't run play action because we haven't been successful in attempting to do that. Because why, Mike? You say we're not under center, which is part of it. I agree. The other part of it is, guys, you can't run play action when you don't have the defense believing that you're going to do it. Meaning you only run play action when you're really successful running the football. Right? We've only done that against the Vikings, and that was pretty much Bijan. So then you go, all right, 70% run rate out of the pistol formation. So guess what defenses say? 70% when they go pistol, what are they doing?
They're throwing it.
They're running it. Run rate.
My bad.
Right? 93% pass rate out of the shotgun. When you're in the shotgun, what are you doing? They're throwing it. What we're telling you is this is predictability.
But that's the thing. He's got the familiarity with the shotgun and the pistol from his time at Washington. We think he's a guy that could play. That's why I asked Arch about it, you know, a few weeks ago. I'm not going to – look, I don't think Zach Robinson is going to reinvent the wheel here.
Neither do I.
Not this week. If anything, less is more. But that's why when we said, why can't you have this man under center, the play action, because the run game is so evolved under this team with Bijan and Tyler, even with Elijah Wilkins, who were running the ball effectively. So why don't you allow – that should make it easier for him. But it just seems to me like they're not going to – they're going to go with what he knew from college, which to me is just – it's a disservice because – You're not maximizing your best skill right now, which is to run the football, while these receivers figure it out.
While they figure it out. The other,
Ike Hilliard got fired because apparently they weren't figuring it out.
The other stat is our quarterback, Michael Penix, 605 yards, one touchdown in three games. One touchdown in three games? That just doesn't add up. He's played in eight games, six of them starts, right? That was his sixth start last Sunday.
Right.
In those six starts, he's completed almost 60% of his passes for 1,300 yards and four touchdowns and five interceptions. But you go, this season he's only got 600 yards. Mike, a majority of that came against the Bucs. He damn near threw for 300 yards against the Bucs. So this is a microcosm, again, of what's going on with this offense. You can tell me these numbers don't matter. I'm telling you, formations and tendencies, trust me.
That's why, again, I was going round and round with a couple of listeners a few weeks ago. But what's your obsession with play action? Because I think it works. I think you got a guy who's really accurate. Now, right now, he's, for some reason, not seeing his receivers. I think Dave Archer, if you missed the conversation, Carly said, by the time he's getting up to the line of scrimmage, his mind is, like, literally, you know, it's like the scene from The Big Lebowski, you know, where he's like, you know, like, he's trying to process all this. So Zach Robinson's got to simplify things, streamline stuff. I don't know, hopefully, maybe T.J. Yates, with his input now in the passing game with the receivers, gets more out of it. If it doesn't, well, then, you know, then I don't know who Coach Rod turns to next. But you've got to get this offense going the right way. Defense wasn't great in Carolina. Mm-mm. You can't fault them when the field gets flipped as a pick six.
Yeah, it was hard. And Mike, to Arch's point about that, getting guys set, making sure guys in the right position, motion. All right. By the way, play clock ticking down. I think the play where he throws it to the flat for the pick six was an example of that. There was all this stuff going on, and then guess what? Ready! Ball's hiked.
I'll just do a check down. I'm going to check it down outside.
Oh, crap, it's not there. And the DB's just waiting, right? That's an example. And again, that happens, guys, like that.
And again, we talk – I mean, one thing about Michael Penix, I've never seen him look like that, where he's just – it's almost like, I'll just flat-foot it over. You can't – he knows. Balls are your feet. Your ball's got – you've got to turn, get some zip on that pass, even with his arm. So, look, it's 1-2. 1-3 if you lose to the Commanders. Commanders are banged up.
Good time to meet them.
I mean, but this is what I said to Carl. I go, meanwhile, we're going to continue this fiasco of the kicking game and see who's going to be the kicker in what could be a one-possession game.
Well, I'm glad you said that because they did sign Ben Sauls today to the practice squad. He was an undrafted rookie who signed with the Steelers in the offseason, went through camp with the Steelers, and made 5 of his 6 field goals attempts in the preseason, made all his extra points. That's the only sample size we have. That's why I'm giving that to you. But, Mike, he is now on our practice squad. And, again, I think this is just an example of Ross saying we're going to continue to bring guys in. I thought O made a great point. They brought in 6 guys originally after the coup debacle. All those guys worked out. You know, we went with Romo. He got the job. But this was another guy probably kicked really well. And they were like, okay, he'll be the next man up. And probably that's what happened here.
Other thing, and you know, I talked about this, a lot of video guys are breaking video down on social media. You can find it on Twitter, et cetera. And I said to, you know, to Zach, to get Pitts involved. Zach has tried to get Pitts involved. Penix is not seeing him. He has schemed him open. But have you guys seen some of these schematic breakdowns where Pitts, it's this, everything you and I have been talking about. You know, if you're going to try to take things, when defenses try to take away the over-the-top, there's always another thing that's going to be open. Yeah. You see the imaginative play calling. Now, granted, when you watch, you know, Goff's got a mastery of that offense last night. But I just thought there's a lot of stuff going on around the league that doesn't look anything like us. So how much of this is the chicken and the egg? Is Penix not processing or Zach's making it too difficult? A little bit of both. One thing for certain, I can't keep yelling at Zach Robinson because he is trying to get Pitts involved. And the quarterback even said he wanted to get Pitts involved to start the preseason. Now it's not happening.
It's not happening. All right, before we get out of here, while we're talking kickers, Younghoe Koo has signed with the Giants practice squad. So for those of you who keep saying, bring Koo back, Koo's gone. He is at least.
He did that on purpose.
Koo, I'm watching you.
Hey, guys got to earn a paycheck somewhere, man. Well,
I'll make sure they won't call me.
Yeah, Mike said it, though. You can go somewhere else and have success, right?
Matt Bryant had struggled in Tampa and reinvented his career here. We've seen it happen. Prater was really not good for us in the mid-2000s. Goes to Denver, reinvents himself. He's still checking out with Buffalo.
Yeah.
So we've seen it. I just don't want to be one of these teams where this is, we're going to have, like, when we look at the stats for 2025, we're going to have 5 kickers attempting kicks this year for this team.
We may. So, Koo has landed with the Giants again. Practice squad for him with the New York Football Giants. All right, man. Turtles coming up. We got to get out of the way. Tomorrow, guys, we're live at Flowery. Don't miss it. Hopefully, we can get more answers from Ra and figure out where this team is going. I want to believe, Mike, they're going to be able to turn the page and respond the way we need them to. But it feels like there's just a lot of stuff that has to be fixed. We'll talk to Raheem and also our player segment tomorrow starting at 2 up at Flowery. All right, Big O, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Cynthia Freeland stopped by from NFL Network. She was great talking about the block kicks this week, breaking down her thoughts on Michael Penix and our Falcons. Right. Go check out that interview. We also talked to our buddy Connor Riley, as we said, and Dave Archer. All of those are online at Odyssey.com. All right, tomorrow up at Flowery. Thursday, we're at Loyal Tavern in Roswell. And then Grindhouse Killer Burgers, one of our favorite spots, by the way. We'll be there in Athens on Friday getting ready for Bama taking on Georgia. So it's a busy, busy week, man. All right, we got to get out of here. Big O, great job. Behind the glass as always. My man, Day-Day, executive producing. Mike Bell, good to have you back. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, I'm a man. I'm 40. Actually, that was 18 years ago. Isn't that crazy? Mike Gundy, cool, irascible. How do you define this guy? Well, he lasted a long time. He was 170-90, so 80 games over 500 for his career at Oklahoma State. But the problem is, when the Big 12 loses Texas and Oklahoma, you're expected to win some games. Goes 3-9 last year, off to a terrible start. He gets got. T. Boone Pickens obviously was a big fan of his back in the day. Put a lot of money in that program, but is results driven. So he's gone. He was defending his player, by the way. Guy was taking shots at a writer he thought was unfair. He later on became friends with that writer. And I always got a kick out of the guy. He definitely put his foot in his mouth, Carl, the last few times. Had a bunch of 10-win seasons, but he gone.
Very interesting. 21 years. It's a long time in today's college football world. Hey, man, three fumbles in three games, you got a fumbling problem. Derrick Henry has a fumbling problem.
Tell me about it.
Now, he's not had a fumbling problem throughout his career, which has been incredible. He's sixth on the all-time touchdown list. Derrick Henry is still going strong. You guys see him running through.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
People running past people, running over people. But last night, after that fumble that cost them again, you have to start to believe, is this going to be a mental block for him? Because he's cost them at least two of these games that they've lost. They're 1-2, the Ravens, heading to Kansas City next week. Big issue they're facing. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
just walked into another spider web.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.